Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Oh, that deep V. Oh.
You're fucked up now. Niggas, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like boobies, nipples, and pretty too. My difference is women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
And we are back. Kinda. Again. Since the Best Of episode was such a big hit, we're gonna do the Best Of again. Part two, I guess. So, sit back and let our voices have sex with your ears. Which makes it consensual, by the way.
Bass V.
Oh, baby.
DV's back.
It is.
We here.
Yep.
Guess what? Freestyle Friday, goddammit. Coming up later, actually, we actually got a special guest with us. Hip-hop artist Sleep.
Sleep.
Stay tuned for that. As a matter of fact, in honor of our special guest in the most racist way.
Yep.
Today, we're going to be drinking Hennessy.
And Colt 45.
Colt 45, goddammit.
I'm a black guy. I'm a beer guy and you're a liquor guy.
There
so
we go. I brought in some racist mixtures. We go ahead and we brought in some Kool-Aid. Disclaimer.
Correct.
Lots of sugar.
Yep.
A diabetic amount of sugar.
Correct.
I want to drink a glass of Kool-Aid so fucking sweet I lose a foot around this motherfucker.
You want a touch of the sugars.
Yeah, we go. I won't lie, though, in some serious shit. I like my Hennessy served a specific way.
Why?
I like my Hennessy with Coke over ice,
mm-hmm.
served by a blonde white woman with a black eye.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, here we go. But if you ask her how she got her black eye, she's going to tell you she ran into a door.
Right.
Yeah.
The door handle was 6 foot tall.
Name three black women that you would have sex with if a white man put a gun to your head and made you.
That's easy.
Okay.
Is that not easy for you?
It's pretty difficult.
Is it?
I'm not into the blacks.
Gabrielle Union,
mm-hmm.
Paula Patton, Megan Good.
Paula Patton doesn't count.
It counts to me. Okay. Beyonce. Beyonce, fine.
Well, I got Gabrielle Union in there too, but you know what her thing is with me?
What?
She has to keep her socks on. You know why?
She has gross feet.
Her feet are fucking crazy
why
looking.
Why do you like feet so much?
They look like she left them in the microwave for too long.
They cracked down the middle and exploded like a bratwurst.
After her on some real shit, I'm going with Halle Berry.
Sure.
Here's the thing, though. She's old, but she's still bad as fuck because she's like a she's like an old monument. Even though she's old, you still have an appreciation for her.
Oh, I was going to say you still have sex with her. That's weird because I don't have sex with monuments.
And then finally,
but I do.
I guess if I had to pick a third one, I'm going to go with Tyler Perry.
As Madea.
Hey, listen to me. Hey. He or she has ass, okay? I'm in love with him or her. I would take him or her as my girlfriend or boyfriend.
How many of those movies have you seen?
None of them. But one day I'm going to make him or her my husband or wife. He or she is beautiful.
Sherman, him.
She has a whole bunch of man or woman butt. More seriously, though, I like a good seat smushing butt ass. You know what I'm saying?
Seat smushing butt ass.
Yeah.
Yucky.
You don't like big ass?
No, I mean, I like a respectable amount.
Agree to disagree?
A rear end.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, here we go. Is there such thing as too big?
Yeah, I mean, there's such thing as too big.
No, that's fucking silly. There's no way.
What if it's so big you can't even reach your 8 and change in there?
No, I like an ass so big that cholesterol is a serious concern for us. Like, if I hit it a big ass from the back, I can't look. I just can't. Because if I do, I'm done abruptly and fucking quickly. If bitches wear notches on a belt, like for real, like you know how people say,
yeah.
Just another notch on my belt.
Sure.
My belt would squeeze the shit out of me. My belt would be so fucking tight, I would suffocate and die, goddammit.
It'd be the notchiest belt ever.
So notchy. What's your number and how many were black?
Well, my number's one.
Your number's one.
One different woman. I mean, okay. In total, it's probably a fulfillion.
A fulfillion. Yeah. Okay. A fulfillion times with one woman.
Correct. So, how many black women would be... Carry the three... Zero.
You know what? I remember when we started this shit, I said that I was never going to say my number on air.
Are you going to say your number?
But guess what? Fuck it. You know what my number is? 80 milligrams of penicillin. No, I guess I could say it. Fuck it.
I'm say it in Spanish.
Say it in Spanish?
Yeah.
What is that? Uno, siete, cuatro.
So, 174?
174, hold on, baby.
174-0.
Yeah, that's Spanish.
That's Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. But for realsies, though, don't forget the penicillin, please. My life literally depends on it. I wake up in the morning to a shower, eggs... And penicillin.
Anything that ends in acillin.
Oh, and porn. Acillin.
Sure.
I like to rub one out in the morning before I head to work. I bought a pocket pussy. Here's the thing. $26 couldn't have been more fucking better spent.
Please do this on the way to work. Bring it with you in the car and have sex with it in the car.
I would, but it's actually too messy. Like, the Astroglide gets everywhere.
Oh, you have to put stuff in it?
Yeah, you've got to be like, you've got to be situated right. You've got to have a towel prepared.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's like dinner, you know what I mean? Lots of meal prep going on.
Yeah.
This is actually the first day I've come out of my room since getting it. I swear to God, it feels so real.
I don't know why you have like a right hand like Popeye and a left hand normal, so that makes sense.
They try to make it look real too. They make the pussy lips like pink and shit. Right. Here's the thing. I beat that pussy up so goddamn good, all the pink is completely gone. Here's the thing, Mike. I literally knocked the color out the pussy. Do you hear what I'm saying? I knocked the pussy so good, there ain't no more color on it.
Here's the best question.
Uh-huh.
What color is it?
Now?
No, when
you bought it. A light
pale. When you bought it.
It was brown and pink.
That shit was concrete.
So you went with the black one?
No. I'm going to say some words, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Let's call this flashcards.
You ready?
Yeah.
Flashcards. I'm liking this.
Okay.
8-year-old listeners, enjoy.
You're welcome.
Here's my first word.
Okay.
One word response.
One word. I'll give you one quick response. Continue.
Okay, we can go with that.
Yeah.
Grape soda.
Friday.
Audi belly button.
Gross.
FUBU.
Hockey jerseys for black people.
Plantation.
Asians.
Robbery.
Black people.
Big black cop.
Seen it too much.
1988 Cadillac.
Every black guy's grandpa.
Gold jewelry.
Mr. T.
Hennessy.
Not as gross as I thought.
Django.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have 10 for you.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll see.
Give them to me.
Hard. I mean, I'll just take a 10 real fast. Ready?
Fuck it, let's do it.
Escalade.
Black people.
Systems.
Goddamn niggas.
Rims.
Motherfucking niggas.
Tiger Woods.
Goddamn black person.
Scarface.
Oh, that's my shit.
Not tipping.
Not tipping? What is that?
Yeah, not tipping when you're like at a restaurant.
Oh, that's black people for sure.
Puffy coats.
Puffy coats.
Yep.
Cool black people.
Being good at running.
Goddamn niggas.
Obama.
What's up, my nigga?
And my favorite.
Uh-huh.
The Wiz.
Holla at me, nigga. 19 Kids and Counting is back on TV, and I couldn't be more excited. Anyone who has a problem with that, go fuck yourself. It's a good show, goddammit, okay?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It needs like 15 people to watch because it's on TLC.
No, see, here's my thing.
If we made a video on TLC, it'd be one of the most popular ones. It's so bad.
Here's my thing. They just amaze me, all 19 of them. If I had to single one out, I'm going to talk specifically about Michelle Duggar.
Okay.
The mom. She birthed 19 children.
She is a very, very wide vagina.
Are you kidding me? Exactly. 19 humans came out of her vagina. Mm-hmm. It's not unrealistic to think that her pussy probably now resembles a vacant parking lot?
Yes.
That's something like that, right?
I'm pretty sure the wizard sleeper. The last one walked out and then etched Brooks was here on his way out.
It's so barren in there.
It's so bad.
I think tumbleweeds come from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
She probably stows her carry-on luggage in her pussy.
Gross. It just saves money.
You know what?
What?
Her pussy is so old and big.
Yep.
It's the Bermuda Triangle. So many wooden ships get lost in there. And dicks. Lots
wooden,
of dicks.
Wooden ships?
Old, yeah. Old wooden ships.
Oh my gosh.
Airplanes. So
very splintery.
Yeah. She probably sneaks snacks into the movie theater so easy.
Well, she probably loses some every step she takes.
You know what else?
It just falls out.
When she pees,
mm-hmm.
It echoes.
Gross!
She clearly thought birth control tasted yucky.
Can you taste 19 it?
19 times over.
I've actually took birth control.
I've not tasted it to know what it tastes like. You've tasted it.
I have, yeah. Nothing. I don't think so. I mean, when I see penis now, I kind of get a half chub. So yeah. Is that what that does? Is that what birth control does?
I don't know.
I think it makes you doesn't it make you emotional or something?
Huh?
Doesn't it make you like emotional? Or
I think that's
you
just
put
movies.
On weight, or that's what women
clears
say.
Clears your face.
Clears your face? Yeah.
That's why it looks so goddamn good looking.
Birth control clears your face?
Birth control every week.
Fair enough. Gonorrhea also isn't that bad of a dietary supplement either.
Okay.
You shit so much.
With now, gonorrhea or the thing that helps you?
Gonorrhea.
Oh.
Gonorrhea makes you...
I've never had it.
It makes you poop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're not going to get into...
Diarrhea.
We're not going to get into the details of how I know these things or anything like that.
Good guess.
But I will tell you, from what I know...
Right.
Gonorrhea makes you poop.
Okay.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It does.
Mm.
You can lose a good 10-15.
Diarrhea. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I've had gonorrhea since, like, high school.
You have?
Well, no, I haven't.
He just has...
I just poop all the time.
Right. Has anyone had gonorrhea in here?
No.
Name
other STDs.
No.
Other STDs.
That's just not on the list.
Pull up Wikipedia.
Yeah, we didn't name all the STDs you can get. Yeah. I would prefer gonorrhea, though, to lose weight, just because jogging's dumb.
It is stupid.
I would much rather have leakage coming out of my butthole
right.
than to run.
Correct.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
You know what?
Like, if I had to sit on the toilet for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Or run?
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting on the toilet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 minutes of... shitting or 20 minutes from running.
Right.
You tell me. I'm sweating the same, so it doesn't matter.
So much sweating.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I love Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she's attractive.
She's fucking delicious to me.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Mm.
I would drink her toilet bowl water.
Ugh. Okay.
This is a true story. I would swallow her fart. That's how goddamn good. I would wash my face. I was.
But it smells so bad. No, you're gonna taste it all the way down.
No, no,
oh
no. Her farts have like a hint of like butterscotch.
No,
butterscotch.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
No, her farts have a hint of like chorizo and
Kanye.
Yeah, and very Kanye.
808s and heartbeats.
Don't forget Bruce is in there.
I know she is good looking though. Like I would probably scrub my face with the bottom of her foot.
Sure. That's you are a foot guy, so.
I'm not talking about Nancy Grace anymore.
No. Oh, I thought we were talking about Nancy Grace.
No, sorry, definitely not. Kim K. I would stalk her to the point to where like I would sniff her pillowcase.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like I'm looking for her panty drawer and I'm going through it.
Yucky.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna aggressively give her a child.
Okay.
And by
a little like snuggle cuddle?
Yeah.
Struggle cuddle.
Yeah, because by aggressive, I mean, once I come in there, there's no takesies backsies. That kid that throws fucking rocks at your dog and steals your newspaper off the porch.
I'm punching him in the face.
Fuck that kid up.
I'm punching him in the face.
But undeserving kids is what I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. Like the African ones on the commercial that you can sponsor for 15 cents a day.
Right.
You don't hit that kid.
Nobody's ever going to hit that kid.
Right. You know what kid I'm talking about, though, right? Like... They play like sad music and then they zoom in on his face.
You feel terrible.
And he has like
his
a
eyes are beating
up. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
flies everywhere.
He's got a big ass horse fly on his eyeball and he won't blink it off.
Sarah McLachlan
singing.
I feel terrible.
I feel bad for those kids
Me
over
too.
There. Cuz here's the thing with them.
What?
Whatever they're eating off my 15 cents a day,
right,
has to be disgusting.
Terrible.
The fucking worst.
So bad.
They probably eat gross stuff like I don't know, vegetables.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Whole grain bread.
Oh my god.
Tall glasses of water. You know,
sick.
Healthy stuff.
Stupid. You know, honest to God, when's the last time you actually had a glass of water where you're like, give me a glass of water?
All the time I do that.
You're
really?
An idiot.
Only time I have a glass of water
is when for some unknown reason I'm out of strawberry soda.
Correct. Give me something that's not water, and I'll
grape drink, baby.
Drank.
Right. Yeah. I don't eat like that. They probably eat very slave-like.
Okay.
Like lots of broccoli.
Right.
Broccoli reminds me of slavery. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
That doesn't remind you of slavery?
No, broccoli? No.
You don't think they ate broccoli?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Fair enough. I guess, yeah, you're right. Slaves didn't eat broccoli.
No.
They didn't eat anything, I feel like.
It's like a little baby tree.
Well, they would have eaten it. I just feel like broccoli wasn't given to them.
Okay, yeah.
Along with lots of other things. Like,
correct.
Like freedom.
Yes.
Rights. But you know what? All the slavery talk.
This got me excited.
You know what we should do?
Oh, that sounded bad.
We should we should have an auction.
Okay.
Right now.
An auction.
A good old slavery
auction.
A good old fashioned yeehaw cotton picking slave auction. Minus the race though. Like
right.
If slavery existed today and you could have three slaves.
I like it.
For obviously whatever you want.
Correct.
Who are you picking and why?
You want me to go first on this one?
Go for it.
I'm going to start off, okay, with a little unorthodox.
Okay.
Unorthodox? There you go.
Unorthodox.
There we go. Bill Gates.
Tell me why.
He's the richest man in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I own him. Mm-hmm. Vis-a-vis, I own his money. Mm-hmm. I'm the richest man in the country.
Boom. I like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
That makes sense.
Who are you taking first round?
First round, in the 2014 Deep V slave draft.
Slave auction.
First overall pick for Ski Ray.
Yep.
I'm taking Jennifer Lopez.
I like it.
See, that's what I went to. I'm
right.
Sorry.
See,
I'm sorry,
you're liking this.
That's what
he knows what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Here.
You'll hear my next one. That's fine. I get what you're saying.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because she's old. So, like, now she's probably arthritic. So, as far as, like, work.
Right.
She's not going to be too valuable.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Correct. Right. not too much Jenny on the Block going on TV soon.
No. Yeah. But that's not why I'm drafting her.
Okay.
I'm drafting her to wear that pussy the fuck out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
I saw that video and it was
She's old.
Yeah.
So she doesn't 46. Have that. She is old.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have that many miles left on her. We can agree on that. But here's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm buying the extended warranty.
Correct.
And I'm riding that bitch to the wheels fall off, okay?
All right.
What would you do? Millionaire, she's got it all.
Yeah, okay. I like the pick.
Okay.
But your mistake was not going rich first.
Mm-hmm.
My second pick is Megan Fox. For the same reason.
Okay.
Because she's going to be a sex slave, obviously.
Just going to pound her.
Yeah. What? I'm going to have a chain on her neck and I'm going to be what's his name from Star Wars. What's
is your wife going to get in on this?
Boba Fett?
No, not Boba Fett. Boba Fett. Nope, the big fat one.
Oh,
Jabba the Hutt.
You know what?
Megan Fox is going to be on the other end of that chain.
My next pick, my second pick in the overall 2014 Deep V Slave Draft.
Okay.
You know who I'm taking?
Who are you taking?
LeBron James.
Why?
Here's why. He's a big, black, greasy-ass nigga.
Okay.
So,
he's very, very big.
He looks like there's no pickle can that I can buy that he can't open, so...
No pickle can!
I'm covered in the kitchen.
You're drafting him because you can't open the goddamn mayonnaise?
Yeah.
The worst pick.
The reason is the worst. LeBron isn't the worst. The reason to open pickle.
He's also very big.
Well, he's big.
This is sounding like more of Gay Day on the other side.
I have cereal on top of the refrigerator. I haven't seen in like 4 years. I'm short. He can reach these things for me.
Okay.
Who's your next pick?
My third pick?
Yeah.
All right. My third pick.
Okay.
Obama.
You're drafting Obama as your slave.
You know what? I'm going to tell you why though.
Okay.
Okay. I'm president now. Obviously, he's going to do all the work because, you know, the slave thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He's doing all the work.
Right.
I'm president.
I like that one.
Basically, I am a rich president that has a sex slave.
I like it.
I'm Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God. Right here, that's him while you're doing it.
Look at him. Look at Obama. He's so cool.
He is so cool.
He owns a fur coat. I'm positive of that.
Yeah.
A full fur.
Yes.
Yeah.
With like cocaine pockets.
And he has a pinky ring.
Yeah. And a long pinky nail for cocaine.
And he refers to Michelle Obama as a bitch.
It's okay. But it's cocaine.
Well, my third and final, I guess, pick in the overall 2014
DB
slave draft.
Okay.
I'm taking any white person. Doesn't matter. Just the nearest Caucasian.
You want revenge.
I don't give a shit who. Here's why. They may not even be required to do anything under my ownership.
Okay.
But I just want to own a white person.
You just want to say, I have the title of your car.
No. Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They're the Mercedes. They're the Mercedes of slaves.
Okay.
Like, everyone has black slaves. Like,
right.
Can you imagine back in those days, everyone's got their black slave, and I pull up on the block stunting with a white slave, son? They ain't even come out with these yet. This is that shit that ain't even released yet.
Okay, so how much would you sell them for?
How much would I sell a white for? I'm selling a white slave for a penny. That's getting them back, goddammit.
You know what?
We brought two of our gay friends to the studio to talk about gay things.
So gay. Gay people are so
gay.
We
got Wally and Alex. Wally, say what's up.
Hey.
It's a man.
So, man. Alex? All right.
Hi.
That was kind of ninja-y.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. Into our latex combo segment.
Okay.
First question for you.
All right.
Are you gay? And if so, it's cool.
Okay, you know what? You're going to answer this first. Are you gay? Because I have a response to mine, but I want to have your answer. I want to hear yours first.
That's tough to answer.
Yeah.
Is it? No, it's not tough at all. Coming from a dude who gets his eyebrows done, enjoys wearing the color pink, shaves his underarms, watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians, wears women's deodorant for the smell.
Hey, I am
100% not gay.
Okay.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
You are as straight as they come.
So
you're
straight,
welcome.
Right. I'm as straight as an acute angle.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what? Let me tell you this. I was thinking about this a little bit. Okay. When you said we have two gay guys on, I was actually thinking about it.
Did you masturbate?
You know, I did. No, not for you guys.
Okay.
You know, if you think about it, being straight is kind of gay.
Go on.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. I got everybody's attention. Like, a guy, like girls are like all soft and pink and perfumey, you know, gay, right?
So gay.
Right. Like if you want to you want to be a man, shove your dick in a big old dirty asshole.
That makes so much sense.
Right.
So just to be clear, now that we've got that out of the way,
we're so sexist against straight people.
Yeah. So going off of that, then I'm so gay.
So gay.
No, I'm not gay. I'm so not gay to the point to where I don't even like butthole play. Like,
yeah,
do you?
We already talked about this.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. No,
you like butthole
you
play?
You liked it.
No, I don't like. Skylar liked
what?
It.
No,
wait, no, you don't like it because it's the cavernous, never ending.
Butthole is exit only.
Yes.
So obviously we're here with my special guest. I'm gonna go ahead and interview Alex. Alex, say what up to everybody.
Hey, what's happening?
Is it sir or ma'am?
I'm a man.
Okay. Ma'am.
I mean, I'm a sir. What did I say? Ma'am? Who the fuck am I? Oh my God. What do you guys been giving my drink over here?
Answer this for me.
Okay, what?
What attracts you to a man? Like, is it back hair, chafing, non-maintained...
The smell of fucking bark?
Non-maintained pubic hairs? Is it stinky feet? What is it? Obviously, gigantic dick. Is that what it is?
Okay, obviously you don't know many gay men.
I don't.
You're asking this question.
Right.
Ray J is pretty fucking amazing.
Okay.
Hashtag Kim K.
All right.
But... About a man is not any of those things that you listed.
What are you looking for in a man?
Eyes.
Personality and character.
It's not the bulge in their jockey boxer briefs, huh? Now, this is a big question that I don't know why I think about this regularly, but I thought about this last night as I was sleeping non-gaily. Okay. Here's my question. Mm-hmm. When you determine that you're gay, how is it that you decide who's the girl or who's the boy? Like, do you guys pillow fight over who's the boy? Or is it like whoever's dick is more prominent?
Well, whoever has the biggest dick wins.
Okay.
How about that fucking sword off?
All right.
And then after that, we just play with glitter and like comb our hair.
Crowns and
like
shit.
Just put buns in our hair.
That's like, a good question. Yeah. The biggest dick is the top?
Yeah, that's, I'm like, fuck that. Your dick's, put it in, let's go. Holy bitch, shit. I gotta go.
Everybody, when they're born, they have the newborn pictures where it says it's a boy or it's a girl. When your mother birthed you, did your baby picture say it's a question mark?
She's like, he a fag. He is so gay. I'm gonna glitter his little shoes, that little bitch.
Wally?
Yes.
How'd you become gay?
Oh, I just like it in the butt.
What's the quarterback called?
The guy that draws the ball. I know that part.
That was the best.
Fair enough. Okay. Have you ever had sex with a woman?
Never.
Never?
Hey,
never.
Wally, tell him about the maid.
What maid? Ooh! Ooh, when I grew up.
Okay. All right.
My mother brought home some girl.
Okay.
She was a Mexican.
No, she was Salvadorian. Obviously,
you said maid, so obviously.
She was the help.
She was the help. All right.
And my mom called her the assistant.
Okay.
Now
all right.
Your mom is fucking Oprah. Yeah.
She's very nice.
Okay. So I would come strolling in from school. Hey. I would be, hey, Claire. And she'd be like, come to my room. And I'm like, ew, room.
So she didn't know you were a gay.
No, I told her. Oh, you did. I told her because by this time.
She didn't believe you.
No, she didn't. Okay. In their culture, they don't believe it.
They don't believe what?
They don't believe in gays.
Okay. So have you ever had two hot dogs on one bun?
No.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying.
I'm not going
that.
To Costco.
Okay. All right. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
I hope he has a large blank, but a blank.
I hope he has a large load.
Okay. Amazing. But
it better not be a one-hit wonder.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, Wally, this is getting too goddamn good for me. I got to get in here and ask
in,
you some
get
questions.
Get in, girl.
No, not get in your butt. I got to get into this conversation.
Oh, I cleaned for you.
Did you?
I clean every 5 seconds.
How do you shave your butt crack? Is that... You can't
no,
even see
I
it.
No, I go somewhere.
You go somewhere? Apartment. You have someone do that for you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And you're not embarrassed to ask
me? Hell no. You're going to douche my butt.
Douche my
butt?
Oh,
no, I douche my butt. You're going to shame my butt.
What kind of man are you attracted to?
I like every dick.
Every dick?
Yeah. As long as it's clean.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What did your last boyfriend look like?
I didn't have a boyfriend. I had a trick.
You had a trick?
Yeah, I call them tricks.
Oh, my Lord. So you just like fucking... You sound
no,
very...
I get fucked.
You sound very sexual.
Do I?
Yeah. Which way? In the girl way. Like
in the gay way.
Are you
turned on?
It's a lady!
In a gay way.
You know what?
You're turned on. I want to announce, actually, this is actually the second, but this is legit the first. This is the first episode that we'll be doing in the Deep V Audio Cave.
Deep V Audio Cave.
Yeah. Doing our own thing. Got our own studio going on. Excited about that.
Yep.
And obviously with this new episode in the Deep V Audio Cave.
Rape is welcome.
Yeah. How about Kim K's spread? Pun intended.
It wasn't, you know.
You know the nudie pictures that came out that she did on the magazine?
Right, right. The photoshopped ones. Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the ones that weren't photoshopped either. And
did you?
Tomato, tomato. I would wax
really?
That ass. Stretch marks and all. That's just for that line is just signed name here. That shit is for.
It says Kanye.
There's other lines.
So many lines. She would just laugh if I was ever in there.
Well, you know how I feel about Kim K.
I know you love her.
I would stab a midget over Kim K. Okay, I saw the Photoshop pics. Like I said, non-Photoshop pics, non-Photoshop pics, and just like I said, tomato, tomato.
Right.
Her ass is so big and fucking beautiful.
It is.
It looks like there's tunnels and caves full of adventures inside her butt cheeks.
Yeah, it does.
Like my dick would run into the Goonies inside that motherfucker. Like, could you imagine if she farted and it said, "Hey, you guys."
And Terrell Suggs would be waiting.
I appreciate a woman who has an extremely, like,
inappropriate sex drive.
Okay.
I'm talking on her back so much she develops bed sores.
You want a goat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My sex drive is excessive.
It is.
If they wrote a kid's book about me, instead of The Little Engine That Could, mm-hmm. my story would be The Little Engine That You Goddamn Right Can.
And then go again.
Right. What are some other things I appreciate? I also appreciate a woman who has like, who values silence. Okay. Wait a minute. You hear that? Nothing. Yeah. I love it.
You sound like you want a sex craze mute.
It's not a bad idea. We're not throwing that one out. Have you ever tried ecstasy?
I have not.
Huge letdown for me.
Yeah?
I'm very sexual, as we all know.
You're right.
Right. Some know more than others.
He's rubbing my leg.
Matter of fact, 175 people know more than others. But my understanding of ecstasy was it was like going to enhance that.
Okay.
So I remember taking one with the porn chick that I used to fuck regularly. She won't return my texts as of lately.
Why?
I don't know. She must have got tested. Oh, well. But when I was fucking, she brought like a couple pills over.
Right.
We took them. Mm-hmm. And the plan was to fuck like rabbits for the rest of the night.
Okay.
Well, like an hour and a half later, I feel like absolutely nothing happened. So she says, let's go jog to help the pill digest. This was her suggestion.
That's the worst idea.
The fucking worst. Now, I was well on my way to being out of shape at this point, so the last thing I'm looking to do is jog.
Jog.
Let alone to activate a damn drug. So
you have to activate the drug. Right. Good.
It was the worst, so but spoiler alert, we fucked anyway though, so that was cool. What up, Nicole Banks? What about a gang? Would you ever join a gang?
Only if I knew the gang was winning.
Bandwagon.
I do not want to lose.
Okay, you want to be on the dynasty gang.
Think about getting stabbed.
You want to be on the gang that just went back-to-back championships.
Bingo. Okay. Bingo.
That signed all their free agents.
I'm like, hey, Packers gang, come over here.
For me, that's kind of like a big commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, because I have yet to join fucking Costco.
Right.
Let alone a gang, so...
Costco's expensive. It's not your fault.
To be exclusive to one color...
Right.
I'm just too fashionable for that.
Who would you choose?
I don't know.
They're not listening.
The plaid gang. The cardigan gang. You know what I mean? I'm just way too fashionable. Also, gangs stand out at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when they work, at nighttime.
Right.
On the block.
Right.
I'm not built for that.
No, I'm sleeping.
It'd be getting chilly outside.
It's so cold.
Also, I'm kind of shy. So, you can't sell drugs and slap bitches and be shy.
Hey, I wonder if you want to buy some weed? Or...
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Hey, what you doing over there?
Yeah, you know what I mean? In honor of the Christmas spirit.
Christmas.
I think we should...
Or Hanukkah.
Right. Let our fans know, or Kwanzaa, racist.
I'm not the one who said it, but I was thinking it.
We should let our fans know, like, what we want this year type of thing.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if Mike and Ski Ray hope to get a present
right.
from old Santa Claus,
yep.
what are we going to ask for?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some people might know Santa Claus as Tim Allen.
Is it weird I was watching that earlier today?
Really?
Yeah, it was on.
Awesome.
I swear to you.
He's Santa Claus.
He is.
Tim Allen is Santa Claus.
Yeah, and he goes... Oh, he did it in his other show.
If you're if you don't get that reference, you're too young and stupid.
Yeah, dumbass.
So Tamagotchi. What we're gonna do? We'll just go back and forth and kind of name off some gifts that we want.
Bingo.
I'll go first.
Go.
You know what I want for Christmas?
What do you want?
Lipo. Explanation? Not needed. How about you?
Attractive lesbians in real life.
You want those?
They don't exist.
This is true.
Don't like, wouldn't you like this seeing like an attractive lesbian couple be like, nice.
Right. I see that. I see. Okay, okay. I'm going to move on to my next gift here.
Number two.
Something else I want.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a prostitute. Or.
you could get that one.
Right. Or toots. So surprise me. Plural prostitutes. That's a toots.
Toots?
Yeah.
You abbreviated the middle of a prostitute. Give me two toots, please.
Here's the thing with the prostitutes or toots.
Toots. Prostitai.
Have you ever been with one?
Prostitai.
That sounds like even more Italian spaghetti. So.
Give me the prostitute.
Have you ever been with a prostitute?
I have not.
It's incredible. Here's the thing about them. They don't talk. They don't text. Argue.
Yep.
Nothing.
And they are sex addict mutes, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So that's what
they,
you do
they
like.
Just drop draws. It can all be so simple. Some may not have heard me in the last episode, but the next thing that I'd like for Christmas, 80 milligrams of penicillin. So.
To help with the prostitutes.
Well, for the reason for that is I just try and stock up in between outbreaks.
That's so. A good idea. That's a good idea. Penicillin's in low demand right now, so right. That's a good idea.
How about you?
I'll give you two.
Okay.
Megan Fox.
Uh-huh.
Obviously.
I like that. And wait, you want her wrapped up in a bow?
That's fine.
Okay. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. Either way, I'm going to jail. I don't care. I'll give you another one.
Okay.
The Ducks to beat U of A.
You want Oregon to beat U of A?
Yes. I'm tired of it.
Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, see... You're a U of A fan.
I'm such a U of A fan.
You went there, though.
I did go
there
briefly.
You have a legitimate reason to be a fan.
I visited there for a semester.
And I want Oregon to win.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm an Oregon fan. You're a U of A.
Let's do a... Should we take a bet on air?
Fine.
Nope, not doing that. Let me do... Here's another one that I would like for Christmas. Fans, go ahead and send me a pocket pussy. Would be much appreciated.
Right.
You know, I know that I already have one for people who heard the last
You
episode.
Want multiple vaginas.
Right, just to create the illusion in my head that I'm fucking multiple bitches.
You're going to be the Mormon version of the pocket pussy. Right. I gotcha.
How about you? Give me another one.
2 inches.
2 inches?
In general. Like, you name it. Like, 2 inches will be better. It'll be good at everything.
I like that. All right. Another thing that I would like.
Okay.
A pit bull puppy.
That's so black and Mexican of you.
That's why I just wanted to fit in with all my black friends. What'd you name yours? I have one too. You know, that whole thing. How about you? Give me another one.
I want a rich person to like give me like $1 billion and be like, hey, fuckface, go have fun.
Really?
That never gonna happen.
The greatest Christmas ever.
It'd be a good Christmas, right?
It'd be damn good.
Yeah.
You know what I want?
What?
More realistic. Furry handcuffs.
It's like $12 at Spencer's.
Yeah. I want them just so it seems harmless and fun. Like when I handcuff a chick.
Right.
I won't have to fight her so much so she'll think it's a game when I put her in my closet. Until 2 weeks I start sliding cheese underneath the closet to feed her.
You sound like a gentle raper.
Let me give you another one.
Okay.
I would like for Christmas in 2014.
What do you want?
Chloroform. Used properly.
The liquid form of roofies.
There's no woman that I can't have sex with. Chloroform could literally make all of my dreams come true. And by dreams, I mean all of my wet dreams come true.
That's every dream he has, by the
right, way. Right. How about you? Give me another one.
I want to be invisible one day a year.
One day?
A year.
Okay, what are you doing?
I can't do more than one day a year.
Uh-huh.
Because if I'm more than like one day a year, people will be like, who's this fucking invisible guy running around? One day a year, I feel like it'd be like, okay, something's weird going on, but it's all right.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
All right. Last thing that I want.
What do you want?
Self-respect.
Go on.
I don't know if it can be purchased, but it seems like recording these shows, my self-respect seems to be extremely lacking. You're welcome.
I think it's high.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll give you my last one.
You got one?
Yeah.
Go
one
ahead.
More. A horse tornado.
A horse tornado?
I mean a carousel.
Nice.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know what? That was so incredible. We should stop right there.
Right.
You look like.
Grown like. They loved it.
Yeah. We'll do that. The first you look like, for people who are just now listening,
right,
is we just like to say, we give our a name of a celebrity,
right,
and say what they look like.
Correct.
All right. So the first one we're going to do is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
You know what he looks like?
What?
He looks like he was what Mucinex is designed to kill. That's what it looks like to me.
He looks like he buys people from different countries.
He does. He looks like he laughed during the Mike Brown verdict. He had popcorn.
I got some similar.
It was white cheddar.
There was a lot.
Right.
He looks like he has way too many Hitler books than he should have.
Very true, very true. Let's do LeBron. How about LeBron James?
LeBron.
You know what he looks like?
What?
He looks like an unsatisfied Rogaine customer.
He's so mad.
He will not have a testimonial.
He looks like a very strong, tall, athletic Carl Winslow.
Yeah! He looks like the Muppet Baby that says, Waka, waka, waka.
He looks like he should have stayed in Miami.
Yes, he does look like he should have kept his raggedy ass in Miami. Nancy Grace.
She looks like she has the Amber Alert noise, like, on her ringtone.
She looks like she eats pudding with her finger.
Sick. She does. She really does. She looks like what happens if, like, caps lock was left on.
She looks like she's barreled hay. That was on her chores list for the day. From her racist dad.
Barrel hay today.
Right, right. You got one for her?
No, that was it.
How about Floyd Mayweather?
He looks like he spends a lot of money on, like, weird stuff, like band-aids and beds for his money.
Uh-huh. He looks like he always hid from the teacher when she looked to call on someone to read.
Because he can't read.
He looks like his high school diploma has an asterisk mark above it. And a smiley face sticker.
He was going to punch me if he didn't pass. He looks like he watches cartoons non-ironically.
This is true. How about his arch nemesis, Manny Pacquiao?
Manny Pacquiao.
He looks like he'll clean your front yard for $23.
He looks like he'd be a great bad guy in Die Hard or Fast and Furious.
Ooh, he does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He also looks like one of the survivors that FEMA didn't get to after the Katrina fucking hurricane came through. Sorry, Manny. Shave your mustache.
He looks like he glues his beard to his mustache to his face.
Yes,
weird in
me. He looks like the costume that looks like you're trying to, like, be a spy with the mustache and the fucking nose.
Mr. Mugatu.
How about Lady Gaga?
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. She looks like she has a wider penis than I do.
She looks like what a Barbie looks like when a little boy starts playing with it and dressing it.
It looks good, right? She looks like she was born this way.
She does.
Am I right? Am I right? That's her song.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I'm not that
Stop
white.
It. You know.
She looks like the next evolution of the human race.
Gross.
Very gross. How about Raven Simone?
She looks like she's tired of saying that, so Raven.
She looks like she struggles with high blood pressure.
She does.
She does. Anytime she sees a blood pressure reader in Walgreens, she gets anxiety.
She looks like she went to a Pray the Gay the Way camp and got stronger. You know, like Popeye, like, eats spinach?
Yeah.
That's how she looks.
Gross.
Yeah.
She also looks like she starts to eat before anyone and prays over the food. She's just a greedy bitch.
I heard it's eyes closed. She's eating.
Right.
You want to do one more?
You got one?
No, let's do one more person.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Go ahead.
He doesn't exactly look like the Huxtables these days. He looks like he has a sign in his lawn that says, "Stay off my grass."
He looks like the black version of Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future.
I like that. Mm-hmm. He also looks like Jerry Sandusky. He looks like Jerry Sandusky is the yin to his yang. You got one?
Yeah.
Give me one.
He looks like he always has the white stuff on the side of his mouth.
I love it. And he
has to clear the throat all the time.
You got some shit on your shit. It's so yeasty around. I love it.
Let me just clear my throat.
If it were up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing is ever up to you, by the way.
I know. I always lose.
Right, right. That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Pimps up, hose down.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Thank you.
That's the thing.
I'm the whippy. No, I'm the whipper.
Yeah, you're the whippy. We'll keep it like that. Yeah.
If it were up to you, how many times a day are you guys having sex?
Oh, if it were up to me?
Yeah.
Like 5 times.
5 times?
Oh, all the time.
And
every day? Like every 35 day? Times a week.
Well, you make it sound like that's, like, arduous for you.
Arduous?
35 times a day.
Okay. Well,
we've been drinking a lot. I don't know what arduous means.
That's such a white girl word.
Twice a day? Twice a day.
So give me the actual, like, schedule. Like, Monday through Friday, you're saying 2 times a day.
Maybe 1 day off.
One day off.
But Fridays are fun. So...
This is a keeper here. Don't throw this one back, or I'm going fishing.
Tuesdays. You have Tuesdays off.
Tuesdays off. So yeah. You want Tuesday just to be this is a terrible dog shit day.
Wait, you want to have sex on Tuesday?
Why wouldn't you? Because it helps Tuesday out.
But do you see why he makes it sound like it's a bad thing to have sex twice a day?
Okay, well, his answer was what you would say was five times a day, but he said five times one day, and then off next day, and then five again the following.
Because your vagina. Fair.
Yeah, oh, that would hurt. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that would hurt. That's a good idea. It would be raw.
Okay.
Right.
All
right,
you guys are fucking gross. Gotcha. Do you guys sext and like, you know, do dirty pics to each other?
No.
I wondered about that because I sext all the time. I like to randomly send dick pictures out just to see like.
I get them.
Yeah. Everybody gets them. Yeah. The main reason why I send out the dick pictures.
Why?
Just to see what emoji face that they text me back with.
Sure.
Spoiler alert. Typically, it's googly eyes.
I think I send back the sad faces and the crying ones.
I know. That's just because you miss it. Yeah, you know?
Right.
That's
know.
Everything.
A lot thicker than mine.
Right.
You know the main reason I don't sext pictures or like, you know, doing those dirty pictures?
What?
She knows me.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I...
If I like sext like, hey, I'm going to pound you for like an hour, she's going to be like, so I'm reading, you're going to seize on top of me for 3 minutes and then breathe hard like a fucking asshole.
We're done.
I wondered about that living together because I feel like, you know, dirty pictures, like you see her every morning.
I do.
And chicks are disgusting in the morning. So like, Nicole, it's 7 a.m. That's dirty enough, right?
You know what? Typically, women do deteriorate throughout the night. That is true. That is a fact. I would say that you look solid without makeup, though.
Don't like it.
I mean,
I'm not turning over and breathing on him because it's like a
dragon. Do not fucking breathe on me.
Yeah. You lied to her face. You must love her. No. But when I was in a relationship, what I would do to kind of get across the whole or avoid the whole morning face looking thing, I would just sleep until 12 every day. It wasn't because I was lazy. I just valued my perception of her.
Right.
And I didn't want to taint that by seeing her in the morning.
You wanted to make sure she got up and installed her makeup.
Ignorance is bliss.
I got you.
Question, Mike. Uh-huh. If you're naming your dick, what is it and why?
Ooh. If I was naming my dick.
Yeah.
I would name it Dora the Explorer. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
It's short, it's Mexican, and there's no way it's lasting longer than 30 minutes.
And it's on channel Nickelodeon. I like that. You want some Dora later, Nicole?
No. I will never look at it the same.
I do.
Please look at it like
a
it has
backpack on it.
With a helmet.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you thinking? And then there's like a monkey following it. Yeah,
swiper, no swiping.
Your dick is bilingual.
Yeah. It is.
It solves so many mysteries.
I have lots of mysteries.
So many mysteries. Yeah. Right.
He's got to solve them.
There we go. I'm going to go with, if I were to name my dick, I'm going to name it...
Godzilla.
Godzilla Cucumber. I'm going to name mine Bullshit.
Go on.
Women love to talk about bullshit, so you know what? Here's a big old mouthful of bullshit. You dirty bitch. Well, our listeners don't know this, but Mike's really into Star Wars.
It is.
Mike's really into Star Wars.
Would
you dress up as like Princess Leia and like activate his lightsaber?
I would dress up as
R2-D2.
Really?
Wait, what am I, C-3PO? What is that?
R2-D2 don't
Who gets
sex.
It on with R2-D2?
Yeah.
That's the best part. I'm robotic. R2-D2.
So weird. Why couldn't you just be Leia and I'd be Han?
Right.
R2-D2.
You know what?
Maybe Chewbacca. Chewbacca's pretty good.
You got the hairy one and the round one. I don't know why you want those.
Darth, I'd have a mascot. You wouldn't have to see my face.
Oh my god, no. Skyler's Darth.
Why am I Darth?
Because you're black.
Fair enough.
Darth is the best.
So then I have another question for you, Nicole. Yeah. Can I produce a porn starring you and Mike?
Sure.
You know what? No, I take
we
the
have
back.
A lot of our own.
Well, that's a bad idea. Not the porn part, the you and Mike part. I think it would be better just me and you.
Oh, okay.
It'd be longer, that's for sure. Because if you did ours, it'd be like more of a trailer.
Is that the spoiler?
Right.
Teaser?
Okay. I'm gonna call the porn?
What?
I'm going to call it Deep Squishy Smelly V.
vagina.
Right. Anyway.
Apparently, I'm squishy and smelly. Thank you.
That's just how I envision vagina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, squishy.
It's just a vagina thing.
Yeah.
It is squishy, but.
Yeah. Right, right, yeah. Right. Moving along here,
yep,
though.
Yep.
What's everyone's porn's name? Porn's name. Porn name.
Go on.
They say, like, your porn name is your middle name and the street you grew up on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a very, very good one. Mine's, I'll go last.
Mine's Ray Century.
That's a good one.
Do you like that?
Do you really want to know mine?
Yeah. Yes.
It's awful.
What is it?
Marie 49th Avenue.
That's the worst. That's
it's like the street stupid. Corner I stand on.
You know? Sound like, yeah, a street hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's not like that's where you go to buy, like, a soda.
Yeah.
Go to Marie and 49th Avenue.
He's right on the corner there.
It's like a little there. Mexican Coke soda.
Right, right. Yeah. 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 Real sugar.
Porn stars have it made.
You ready for the best name?
Let's hear it.
Robert Silverwood.
Oh,
that's
fantastic. That's Silverwood.
Yeah.
Your porn name is Robert Silverwood.
Silverwood.
Your penis is Silverwood.
It is awesome.
You have too much sex, you'll fuck around and turn into the Silver Surfer.
Exactly. I would be. What is his name?
The Silver Surfer?
Yeah. What is his name?
I don't know.
Snakes on a Plane. Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was talking about Fantastic Four, the Silver Surfer on the surfboard.
That's Samuel Jackson.
You're talking about in The Incredibles, the cartoon.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Me too.
Let's try something out here. We're going to do, this segment's called How Much Would It Take? And basically what we're going to do is we're going to ask inappropriate questions
right.
to each other.
Correct.
And I just want to know how much money would it take for you to follow through with my question. Fair?
Sure.
So I'll ask you one question first and then you can ask me one.
Sure, sure, sure.
My question to you. How much money would it take to let me stand in the corner and masturbate to you guys having sex or just while you watch TV? Either way, it doesn't matter. I just need to see Nicole because I've grown extremely tired of her yearbook picture.
Oh, okay. So you want a real number?
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't be that much.
Really?
Like, it's like, fine. Like, you can just watch. It's fine.
The door is always
like 150 bucks.
150 bucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
That's fine.
All right. You give me one.
All right. How much would it take? You eat a fresh poop out of the toilet after Joey Chestnut just beat the world record for most hot dogs.
No. Do I just have to eat like one log?
No, like an entire fucking poop.
A nugget? Yeah. The whole bowl?
The whole bowl.
Like, is it a full ringer?
Yeah. Like, he's going to have a big poop. He just ate 75 hot dogs.
Okay.
Do I get utensils or have to use my hands?
Would that matter?
Yeah.
All right, utensils.
Utensils.
I feel like you have to make it worse.
Okay, do I get any like sauces?
No.
Anything to drink?
Raw.
Do I get a paper towel?
Nope.
Nothing. Just fork and shit. I'm going to need...
Knife if you want.
Okay, let's go with... It's rough times around here. Let's go with... $6,000?
$6,000? That's it?
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's it?
No.
Listen, there's lots I can do with $6,000 right
now. I promise you, if this happens, we ever had the opportunity to get Joey Chestnut's poop,
uh-huh.
I'm paying you $6,000 for that.
Okay, here's my next one for you then.
Yep.
How much money would it take for all of us to get it on right now? And by all of us, I mean me and Nicole and my 8 cubic inches of dick.
So who would I have sex with? Royce DeCapo?
No.
It's a terrible deal.
So basically my question is, how much for you to be a cuckold? For those who don't know what a cuckold is, that's a man who gets off by watching his wife have sex with mainly black men.
Okay. All right.
So how much?
How much does 6 rock stars? Like... $12?
Yeah. $12?
Yeah.
It's $12. It's fine. Yeah.
It's a solid price.
For me, I feel like I should pay you.
Right.
That would
eight,
be... I would
8
be
cubic... Yeah, in, yeah, yeah.
8
no.
cubic inches. Sure. That's like...
Don't...
It's the squarest dick ever.
Yeah. Josh. It's so squarey.
It's so square.
It's very Minecrafty.
GameCube.
I like it.
You got one for me?
I got one.
Let's go.
How much would it take for you to have sex with a homeless man from Sierra Leone right in the heart of Ebola? Mm-hmm.
Am I the boy or girl?
You're the boy.
Oh, okay.
You're the girl.
He
said it like someone said, oh, damn it.
If I'm the boy, right in the heart of Ebola, give me
no condom.
Give me 20 million. Magic Johnson's doing well. He has AIDS, doesn't he?
Holding on that. It's like I won't come up for that one, too.
Okay. Then I'll ask you one, then.
Yep.
This is specifically for you.
Okay.
How much would you need to suck me off? But you have to finish me off and look me in the eyes and make, like, slurping sounds as you do it.
Like, I have to finish you?
I like lots of spit.
You do. Yeah. You do. You like a messy.
No teeth.
God. Oh, like, $1 million?
$1 million?
Yeah, I'd do it for $1 million.
Okay.
Pretty easily.
Noted.
Yeah.
You got one for
check. Me? Check. Okay. How much would it take for you to eat a Band-Aid off an open wound.
Oh my god.
Hold on, because I know you hate two things here.
Uh-huh.
A Band-Aid off of an open wound off of Magic Johnson's body that was there for 5 days.
That's disgusting.
And there's already blood on it.
I'm throwing up right now.
You hate Band-Aids.
Mentally throw up.
You hate Band-Aids and AIDS.
They're the worst. They're the worst. AIDS is tolerable, but Band-Aids is when you cross the line.
That's when it's too far.
Right. $100 million.
$100 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
He lived for a long time though with AIDS.
I don't care.
It's the Band-Aid part there.
Yeah. I want to live good.
The Band-Aids.
That's disgusting.
The Band-Aid, it, like, you swallow it, it's like 7 years. It's like gum, right?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. I have one more question for you.
Good.
How much would you need to make a gay porn that goes viral? Mm. And by gay porn, I mean a big old gangbang by lots of black guys, Madonna style.
And I'm the bangy.
Does Madonna not look like she's been gangbanged her whole life?
She does.
Right? By relatives?
She does.
How much you need?
Oh my god. How many guys?
Four.
4 million.
Four
One million?
Million
for each million. For each guy, yeah.
Or inch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Or inch.
I noticed this trend that yours is a lot lower than his.
Right. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Right.
I got one more.
Values, am I right? Give me one.
How much would you need to eat your own dick? Dull knife. And you have to eat it raw. No spices, no nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
How does it get off of my body?
You're cutting that bad boy.
I'm cutting it?
You're cutting it off like Saw style.
Oh, man. I need a...
Like to chew your own dick.
Well, yeah, I need $1 billion because I need so much money that I can...
build your own penis?
Yeah. Recreate one in my own image.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's what God did.
Yeah. Is it?
I hear he's got lots of money.
I've seen I Dream of Jeannie. So, yeah. I think that's gonna do it.
Let's let our fans know. You can go ahead and follow us on Facebook at Deep V.
Yep.
Instagram is Official Deep V.
Correct.
Our Twitter is at Official Deep V.
It is.
Appreciate all of our listeners listening to Deep V. See you guys next week.
Deep V.
Say no to abstinence. I never let you down. Make you feel that way, baby. Let me take away your pain. You'll never shed a tear again. Oh, baby, I only wanna make you smile, baby. I'll never make you feel that way.